You mentioned pacing. People often tell me I'm too fast. What can I do about that?
Paul, from what you told me earlier, it sounds as if at this point you're basically reading your sermons. If that's the case, then I would suggest that probably you're a little fast in your pacing, not because you're speaking the words themselves too quickly, but rather because you're perhaps not giving the pauses the full weight, the full impact that you might if you were thinking in thoughts and really evaluating fully the impact of what you were saying. People usually do find that if they read a sermon, they go much, much faster than later in their development when they learn to think in thoughts. Typically, a Hom 1 student might write a 7-page sermon and spit it out in 11 minutes. It might take someone else 20 minutes to deliver with full impact. As I said, it's probably not a matter of just putting one word after the other too rapidly throughout the bulk of a sentence, but rather not letting the sentences fall on the hearers for full value when it comes time to break a thought. Pacing is really a matter of several different ingredients, isn't it? It can be, of course, just the rate of the words. Maybe this would be like in music, a metronome that just tells us back and forth how fast we should speak. That's one ingredient. But there's also the ingredient of cadence. In musical terms, this would be the matter of a quarter note followed by a half note, followed by a half rest, followed by a quarter note, followed by a whole rest, with the different rhythm, the variation of pace, where for several seconds, the pace might be quite rapid, one word after another, delivered rather rapidly, but then followed by a very significant pause, and then perhaps some subsequent words that are delivered very, very deliberately. And then, too, there's at least a third ingredient in pacing, too, and that would be the actual breaks between thoughts. Maybe this would be like the pause, the silence between movements of a symphony. At the end of a significant thought block in a sermon, it may be an appropriate time for a much, much lengthier pause than one would ever imagine might really feel comfortable. That's also often a sign of inexperience. As a person is developing a feel for preaching, a comfort in the pulpit, he very often thinks he's pausing much, much longer than in fact he really is. Now, as you look at these different kinds of ingredients in the pacing, it's helpful to evaluate where you want to be at given points in the sermon, just as it was to evaluate the part of the sermon we were talking about in projection or in tone and inflection. Variation, in other words, really is also a virtue. For the most part, I encourage my students to think in terms of a rather deliberate pace for the bulk of their preaching, usually much more deliberate than they might initially think. That doesn't, again, necessarily mean a lengthier period between words in a sentence, but it usually does mean much longer pauses between thoughts and even within sentence blocks. And yet, as we realize we perhaps are served well by a rather deliberate pace overall, it certainly is true that up-tempo moments in a sermon can be very, very effective. And back to the portions of the sermon that we talked about earlier, the exposition very likely will be quite deliberate. Now, the oratorical portions that include application might be very, very up-tempo. And then again, they could be even more deliberate. Illustrations, again, can be basically any pace depending on the nature of the illustration. If you feel right now that you're going a little too fast, and that's not unusual, in fact, it's a very, very common experience for most people as they're developing their preaching. You can make a conscious effort to slow down, and that's well worth doing. Simply to say, I am going to be more deliberate in my pacing. But ultimately, and we'll talk about this with some of the other elements too in a moment, ultimately, the real guide to the most effective pacing, that which makes your pacing what you really want it to be, is that old thought of thinking in thoughts again. To think as you speak about the significance of what you're saying and what you've just said. To really dialogue with your hearers, even though you're the only one speaking, to speak the words and consider how those words are being received. Have your hearers really had a chance to consider and process what you've just said? Have you let your thoughts fall on the congregation and really sink in? As you're thinking in thoughts in the delivery process, that very sort of thinking will guide you to be more deliberate, or at other times to be more rapid if you sense that this is an urgent moment moving toward a climactic point.